Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not going to believe this, y'all. Welfare benefits for illegal immigrants. Already illegal, can't do it, according to federal law. But you actually need something in the bill to forbid the transfer. That's in the big, beautiful bill. Good for Trump. Good for the House. Good for Mike Johnson. When they get it right, we tell you on this show. Or it was in the bill. Wait, what? Who removed it? The Senate parliamentarian. Who's that? Some chick. Some liberal chick. She's like a liberal minder, just in case anything good for the country should happen to get through the House. She's there in the Senate to stop it. Technically, her job is to rule on whether stuff is constitutional and whether it meets the law for what should be in certain kinds of bills. That's because there's thresholds. Some are 51 to pass, some are two-thirds. And so she decides, well, okay, to get the 51 threshold, you got to get this out. Problem is, she's a doctrinaire liberal. She's not elected. And she just eliminated, she just nixed, eliminating welfare benefits for illegal aliens in the big, beautiful bill. Why? Well, she can't. She just didn't like it. Some silly excuse. She's a Democrat. Well, what do we do about this? Fire her. John Thune can fire her. Oh, so this should be easy. I mean, we're in charge of the Senate, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're in charge of the Senate. John Thune can fire her? Uh-huh. So what's the problem? Don't know. I'm as lost as you are. The bottom line is that John Thune's not going to fire her because he needs her as cover so that he can make his pro-illegal immigration lobbyist friends happy. That's the actual answer to that question. But anyway, okay, folks. Headline, New York real estate brokers say they've been flooded with calls of people looking to flee the city after Mamdani primary. When do you think they're going? And they go to Florida, but they're going to come here too. South Carolina, in the latest U-Haul survey, the number one destination for inbound moves, period. So a lot of these people are going to end up here. They wrecked their own city, and now they're going to come down here. Here's what luxury real estate brokers are saying. Within minutes of Zohran Mamdani clinching the Democrat nomination on Tuesday night, real estate agents like Ryan Serhant were flooded with calls from clients looking to walk away from the deals to buy apartments in New York City. He specializes in getting people out of those contracts. High-end buyers are now looking to purchase property outside of the city. My number one job will be moving people from New York to Florida again, he said. Based on the results, clients are going to hold off on making any kind of investment in New York City. So that's the big one right there. That's the big one. Folks, this isn't going to just affect U.S. investment. It's going to affect international investment. That's what they're going to do. They're going to hold off. According to a note I reviewed, one client had who had made an offer on a Chelsea apartment center broker an email minutes after former Governor Cuomo conceded to Zoran Mamdani. We are going to take a break from looking until there's more clarity on the mayoral election. One Manhattan found, listen to this, one Manhattan-based client who already pays 50% of her income in taxes immediately started thinking about moving. Where can she go? She asked me. People are frightened. And over the next 3 to 4 months, we're going to see a lot of people consider South Florida. Again, it's going to be a COVID level of interest. These are people who can afford to move with relative ease. Roddy Starbuck weighed in on X. He's a conservative. And I just like what he said, because this is coming. If this guy wins, because he's still got to win in November, he's got to beat Eric Adams. If this guy wins, I bet y'all the New York Stock Exchange and every major hedge fund moves to Florida within the next 4 years. Crime will skyrocket. The people who created wealth in New York City will flee his socialist policies and many jobs will leave too. Total disaster. Yeah, if this guy wins in November, New York City is toast. And folks, understand something. New York City is not only the think about this for a minute, not only the financial capital of America, it still is. A lot of businesses have moved out, but it still is. It's the financial capital of the world. And socialists have just captured it. And that's what I did my podcast on yesterday, my Battleground America podcast. If the left can't win national elections anymore because they terrify people, they will placate themselves by taking territory. You saw it in LA. They are violently taking that territory. Trump had to send federal forces to put it down. That is guerrilla warfare. They're taking territory in New York. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. It's where we are this morning. But the good news is, there's always good news in everything. The good news is America needs to see this. They need to see the destruction. By the way, who elected this guy in the primary? White, educated women, the single most dangerous group of people on the planet. They're emotional. They make decisions according to emotions. And they are mentally ill. Now, I mean, that's not a slam. That's actually factual. Gallup documented it. So did Pew. 51% of liberal women admit to having at least one diagnosed mental illness in polls. Those are just the ones who are willing to admit it to a pollster they don't know. I'm sure it's more in the 60s. They're crazy. The Democrat Party programs them. They know how to speak to the mentally ill. That's how this guy won. So again, that's not a slam on me. I'm not saying, you know, if you're mentally ill because you're Democrat. I'm saying you are a Democrat because you're mentally ill. They admit to being mentally ill. You know what's interesting? Blue-collar Democrat vote went overwhelmingly to Cuomo. Minority vote, in the majority of the minority vote went to Cuomo. But it was the white educated, particularly women, who pushed this guy over the line. And you know what's interesting? These elite whites who went for this guy. And they, you know what they do? They vote because it makes them feel good. I am better. I'm smarter. I like the guy. I love immigrants. I'm a good person. That's why I do it. So they can tell all their friends. Well, these are the people who can afford to leave. They live in a few affluent areas. They voted for him. This guy probably terrifies people who actually have to live with the illegal immigrant criminals that he is vowing to protect. And folks, it's just a microcosm of America right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so, folks, this is unbelievable. Liberal media last week, folks, this is just a week ago. Marco Rubio, Secretary of State, arguing with crazy Margaret Brennan. She's saying, Marco, you're so confused. Look, no. Iran did not have a nuclear weapons program. Everybody knows that. The intel said that. I mean, why are you bombing our friends in Iran? Week ago, mainstream media. Here we go.
Are you saying there that the United States did not see intelligence that the Supreme Leader had ordered weaponization?
That's irrelevant. I think that question being asked on the media, that's an irrelevant question.
No, they have that is the key point in U.S. intelligence assessments. You know
no,
that.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
No, it's
that
not.
The political decision had not been made.
I know that
made.
Better than you know that, and I know that that's not the case.
But
you
I'm asking you whether the order was
about.
Given.
And the people who say that, it doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons. Why would you bury things in a mountain 300 feet under the ground?
Right.
Why would you bury six? Why do they have 60% enriched uranium? You don't need 60% enriched uranium. The only countries in
anyway,
the world-
he destroys her. But she's trying to say, well, you know, it's the Tulsi Gabbard from March argument where they take what Tulsi said, clip it real tight so you can't hear the end of it. It sounds like she's saying they don't have a nuclear program. But this was like a week ago. Here they are today.
President Trump is still defending his Iran bombing campaign after a leaked initial assessment by U.S. intelligence suggested key parts of Tehran's nuclear program were largely left unscathed.
A preliminary assessment by the Defense Intelligence Agency, first reported here on CNN, suggests that's not the case, that the program was set back months, but not, quote, obliterated.
So last week, Trump was confused. He's just bombing Iran for no reason. We're, you know, talking about bombing Iran for no reason. There's no program. It's not real. And it's not happening. And you know that the Ayatollah abandoned it in 2003. And have you even seen any intelligence to the contrary since their argument today? Oh, yeah. Actually, Iran does have a program and Trump didn't take much of a chunk out of it. Does anyone watching CNN actually watch CNN? Like, do they critically think, wait, they were telling me the opposite last week. Never mind the fact that, again, the woman who broke this, according to secret sources she doesn't name, the idea that, well, you know, there's not much damage done, haven't set the program back much, was also the same woman who broke the Hunter Biden is Russian disinformation story. If you screwed up that badly at work, would you still have a job? She still has a job. Oh, that laptop. You mean, oh, okay. I thought it was another laptop. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, not really Russian disinformation. By the way, she attributed that one to anonymous sources, too. So, where are we this morning? Okay. Here is Fox News' coverage. You just heard what's on the mainstream media. Yeah, now we know there is a program, but they didn't really damage it. Well, is there a program or is there not a program? Because 2 weeks ago, last week, there wasn't a program. But now there's a program. It's still up and running. It's doing great. Trump's lying. They didn't do much to it. They didn't damage it much. Here is Fox News, a completely different universe.
Now, look, credible damage assessments indicate that the Iranian nuclear program was set back years, not months. But again, that doesn't fit with the press's chosen narrative, which they stuck with today. Now, let's set the record straight for the kids. This is all based off a low confidence assessment that did one day's worth of intel reporting, according to a Fox News source. And it wasn't coordinated with the rest of the intel community. A full battle damage assessment takes days or even weeks to get.
If you want to make an assessment of what happened at Fordo, you better get a big shovel and go really deep, because Iran's nuclear program is obliterated. And somebody somewhere is trying to leak something to say, oh, with low confidence, we think maybe it's moderate. Those that dropped the bombs precisely in the right place know exactly what happened when that exploded. And you know who else knows? Iran.
Here to unpack all of this is Todd Blanche, U.S.
And so she goes on and interviews him. Okay. Couple of things, folks. You just got to keep in mind, generally speaking. I got three words for you. 17 intel agencies say. 17 intel agencies say. And I remember at the time, some of you texted me, well, if they say that Russia interfered in the election, they might, I mean, they can't be lying. I watched Homeland. Did you see Carrie in Homeland? She seemed really good. They wouldn't all lie to us. What are the odds they'd all lie to us? All 17 of them? There was a time when Republicans had to repeat that. I remember. I ran against it. I pushed in the other direction. It was really scary. So I was getting hate mail and a text line. Come on, all 17 agencies, Tara, they would never lie. They all lied. All of them. We've barely scratched the surface with these agencies. In fact, the only people who've left the CIA, not a single person has been fired. Never mind, they were the architects of the Russia collusion hoax in partnership, by the way, with Russians and Hillary Clinton. They're all still there. 1,200 of them are gone, but they took the Trump buyout. That's why they thought they'd be fired. They feel silly now. Nobody's been fired. Not a one. These people are still doing our intel assessments, okay? So you have to be, and I'm just going to warn you across the board, whether I like what they're saying or I don't like what they're saying, it doesn't matter about the Iran bombing. Whether you like what they're saying, doesn't matter. They lie. They manipulate. They lie. They are enemies of the state, enemies of Donald Trump, enemies of half this country. I don't care who's running them. So be very careful, because we haven't cleaned those places out. Be very careful with whatever they tell you. With that in mind,
President Trump returned to the White House late last night from the NATO summit in The Hague after ordering the Pentagon to share intelligence with the world about that B-2 strike on Iran's nuclear sites. And the CIA director now weighing in with a statement of his own saying, quote, CIA can confirm that a body of credible intelligence indicates Iran's nuclear program has been severely damaged by the recent targeted strikes. During a lengthy press conference following the summit, President Trump and his defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, insist the mission those bombers were sent on was completed.
There are numerous of those reports, and they're coming out fast and furious. But the most respected ones we've already seen, the site was obliterated, just like I said it was, and just like the pilots should be given credit for.
Okay, so what CNN did was took 1 day old report that was assessed to have low confidence on the part of the analysts and chunked it out there. Well, who did it? Defense Intelligence Agency. You mean one of the 17 that lied about the Russia collusion hoax? Yeah, them. Defense Intelligence Agency. What is this? This is the CIA. They're saying something different. Just how intel goes. And a lot of it's just depending on the level of corruption within the intel agency. Who's running it, what they say. And clearly what's going on here is the head of the CIA has been tapped to come out with their version of this. The idea we can trust these people, any of them, we can't. I wish we could. I'd like to tell you, hey, just believe the CIA, John Ratcliffe's running it, but he hasn't fired a single person and has been very busy trying to get into war with Russia. That's what he does now. So I don't believe any of these people. I just don't. I don't. The person I trust the most is Donald Trump. He has a funny way of saying X when everybody else in the media is saying Y, and then X, becomes true weeks or months later. So I hope we got him. I did. I really hope we did. Because Katie barred the door if we didn't. The Iranian parliament has just voted to accelerate their nuclear program. What does that mean? Whatever has happened here, it ain't over yet.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.